Good afternoon. You're listening to KKRN Community Radio. We're licensed in Bella Vista Studios in Round Mountain in Redding, California. You're listening to a broadcast from the Redding Studio, and I'm so grateful that you joined me today as I have one of our young, upcoming singer-songwriters in the studio today. Anna Jay's in the studio with accompaniment by David Harris. Say hi, y'all.
Hi.
That's hey, Anna. Dave. Hey, everybody. Dave's over here in the corner. Yeah. And Anna come in today to talk about her newly released CD recording. And Anna, take it away, girl. You're the one that knows best about it.
So, hi, I'm Anna Jay. I just released my first album on Sunday at the Red Lion for a live release party, and it will be available on all platforms. If you just go on to any device right now, I have an Instagram that I'm very active on. AnnaJ3 is the username. J is spelled J-A-E, if you want to follow me there. And it's been pretty much the best year of my life recording this album, and I've had such a great time. It's called It Hurt, But I'm Glad I Felt It.
It Hurt, But I'm Glad I Felt It. Yeah, I think we all can say that. And where did you put this CD together, and how long have you been working on it?
So I moved back from Scotland at the start of 2018, and I was going to go do nursing, which wasn't really my passion, but it was kind of the right thing to do. And I was singing at the Red Lion Hotel. Steve Herman hired me, and I was doing weekend gigs there, just cover songs. And someone spotted me in the crowd one night and offered to invest for me to record an album. So a big thank you to Russell Penson. He was my investor. And once that started, we had our first studio session in January, and now it's August and the album is being released. I got to record it with Bruce Turgan, who I'm sure a lot of locals know. He's extremely talented, and he made this album so amazing and put so much of his experience into it while I had very little. So I'm so appreciative for that. And it was one of those journeys where I started with about four songs, and then over time, the other eight just came along, and it all came together so wonderfully.
Awesome. All right. That is Bruce Turgeon, After Hours Recording Studio here in Reading. And Bruce, and you are also being represented by Miracle Mile Records. Is that right?
Yes.
So yeah. Then awesome.
It was funny. They referred me to Jonathan Foster with Miracle Mile Records, and I go over and I go, so someone wants me to record an album, but I don't know if I can. And he's just laughing and like, we'll see how it goes. And I start through the process, and he just walked me through the journey so gracefully, and I appreciate him so much. He's on tour right now and just released his own album, Wildlife, and it's awesome.
Right, yeah. And Jonathan, we know him well here at KKRN in the Reading area, and well, from West Coast to East Coast. Jonathan, yeah, he really promotes himself as well as the other musicians for Miracle Mile Records. And well, Anna, we're going to treat our listeners with your great voice and Dave's guitar picking. And Dave's going to be on the electric guitar. Hannah's going to be playing her acoustic guitar and thrilling you with her voice. I know you're going to enjoy it as much as I have. And so let's just get with it, Hannah.
Thank you.
Okay, yeah.
So we'll start with a little acoustic tune. This is the last song on my album, so I'm doing it backwards.
Okay, what's the song about?
This is called Patsy Cline. I was driving down I-5 in Reading during a sunset, which we all know Reading has some really beautiful sunsets, and I was listening to all the greatest hits of Patsy Cline. And then this song, it was kind of that moment when I realized I was over an ex, and then after listening to her, she just inspired me, so I went home and started playing the piano and composed this little song and played it for Jonathan and Bruce, and they were like, well, that's the perfect song to end the album with.
Oh, yeah.
And so I said, we found it.
Sounds like a perfect song to start the program with.
Yes. So here's Patsy Cline. It's pretty funny, actually, because the guitar I'm playing is a red acoustic Dean guitar that I bought from Jonathan Foster's wife, Susie Foster. And he put three guitars out because I said I wanted to try multiple guitars. And I picked the red one. I said, this one's the nicest one for sure. And he said, well, it's also the cheapest. So I'm a cheap date. And I'm in the studio recording the song, and the second verse says, I'm going to call my friends and drink some nice wine. And every time I sing it, Jonathan goes, you need to say cheap wine. So I'm going to do it the Jonathan style, right. Patsy Cline song, with his guitar. Thank you for this guitar, by the way. It's been my favorite one. So here's Patsy Cline. Driving in the sunshine, listening to some Patsy Cline. She reminds me I'm not the only one who's been hurt by love. Walking through the sunshine, I'm thinking about how you are not mine and how leaving you made me sad. But I've been thinking, and babe, I realize, hey, 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 without you it ain't that bad. Without you I'm not as sad. You know it hurt at first, but baby, things could be worse, 'cause without you it ain't that bad. Sitting in the sunshine, I'm gonna call my friends, we're gonna drink some cheap wine, talk about the birds and the bees, and our single living so easy. Dancing in the sunshine, I'm feeling free, 'cause I am just me, and there ain't no way you're getting this smile off of my face. 'Cause I've been thinking, and babe, I realize, hey, 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 without you it ain't that bad. Without you I'm not as sad. You know it hurt at first, but baby, things could be worse, 'cause without you ain't that bad. For a minute, but I opened my eyes. It was obvious to me you were the wrong guy at the wrong time. And looking in hindsight, it's a sweet goodbye. 'Cause guess what? Without you, it ain't that
song brought about by love.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, a lot of songs come about love, good and bad, huh? The ups and downs of it. And all right, well, hey, that was
songs on this album.
That was awesome. And actually, Anna says that's the end track of her new CD. And what, once again, the CD is called
It Hurt, But I'm Glad I Felt It.
It Hurt, But I'm Glad I Felt It. And, yeah. And that's on all the major media outlets, iTunes, Spotify, and all that? Yeah.
Yes, it is.
All right. And
freshly. So go and
if you know Anna, go down. She's doing a lot of gigs here in town.
Yes.
What do you got coming up?
My next gig will be August 24th. It's at Bleachers on Hilltop Drive. That is a really fun gig, so you guys should all come down to it. They have a great team of staff, and we always have a fun night there. So August 24th at Bleachers at 9 p.m. Come on down. That's my first performance after the release party, so I'm really excited. And we'll be doing a lot of fun covers and stuff like that, too. And September 6th, I'll be at Kelly's, which is another really fun venue to play at. So September 6th, come on down at 8 p.m.
Okay, and Dave going to be along with you?
Yes.
Oh, yeah, right on.
Dave, something really bad would have to happen for him to not be at a gig.
Well, we're
his guitar playing is incredible.
Yes, you two do make a great duet.
Thank you.
You sound great together. And I just want to let our listeners know that Anna and Dave were also part of a fundraiser here in the spring, our spring music showcase here this last spring.
Where I first met you.
That's right, yeah. And we're
that
so very
fun.
Grateful that we got to meet you and that you've come in to share your talents with the KKRN listeners.
Thank you. That was such a fun event.
Yes, yeah.
I really enjoyed it. Yeah.
And Miracle Mile Records was a great part of that as well. And they're great supporters of community at large and musicians in particular.
I also have hats and bags and stickers I've made with my Anna J. Flower logo on them.
Oh, hey.
And it's all been locally bought because Jonathan is a huge supporter of local business.
All right.
He's got me into that, and it's so awesome.
Yes, that's great. Support the locals.
Oh, yeah. Especially awesome. Reading. We have so much here. That's
we do.
Hidden.
We live in a very great place, and don't be putting that out.
Yeah. I mean. We don't need.
No, yeah. Yeah. It's a great place to live, and we're glad you're here. You were saying you came back from Scotland. So does that mean you were here to begin with and left and
come
back?
Well, I was born at Mercy Medical Center. So I was born and raised here. But I went to college in Scotland because I love to travel.
Oh, awesome, awesome. What school did you go to here?
Reading Adventist Academy.
Oh, okay.
For 13 years.
All right, then. And boy, off to Scotland. That was quite a jump. What was your study there?
Nursing. So I have my bachelor's in nursing, but I'm not working as a nurse right now because of my music.
Yeah, well, great. You're young. You've got something to fall back on,
yeah,
huh? And if someone gets hurt on stage, Anna's there.
Oh, yeah. I'm a good band member for
all right, awesome.
The musicians.
Well, I just want to, if you're just tuning in, we're in the KKRN studios. You're listening to Locomotion with Shane. And Anna Jay and David Harris are in the studio. And Anna's playing some music off of her newly released CD. And so, Anna, what do you got lined up for us next?
So I think we should play a studio version of one of the songs.
Okay, yeah, let's do that.
This Anna, is a fun little rocker that David's playing guitar on.
Was it, now who'd you have in the studio with you collaborating on this recording?
So this one, pretty much the whole album was Bruce and I.
Oh, is that right?
Bruce, I brought all the songs in. And then he pulled out a lot of magic from them.
Yeah, that's a great way of
he was an amazing this. Producer, recorder, mixer, master. He just is so talented. So it was between Bruce and I that this all came up. And then I kept trying to find an electric guitarist, and none of it was really working. No one really had the right sound. And then Bruce just kind of went, I'm going to message someone I know who plays guitar.
All right.
And then David Harris shows up, and I was like, wow. He is extremely good. Thank you, Bruce.
And you two have been touring together here in Jessica County, huh?
Yeah, and we're going to... Awesome. My uncle lives in the Bay Area, so we're going to get a Bay Area tour soon and then maybe head over to Scotland, where I started playing music.
Wow, how exciting.
Yeah, so...
Wow.
Thank you, Bruce, for making this album so amazing. And so Little Mess was a really good song. But then when Dave's guitar got added, it just turned into this fun rocker.
Okay, well then let's get with it then and let's hear it.
So here is Little Mess. It's about running into your ex in public and having anxiety.
Okay.
Hard to know.
and that was the recording out of After Hours Recording Studio off of Hannah's newly released CD. And we're in the studio, KKRN Studios, with Anna J, David Harris. Got to bump my mics back up here. Here we go.
Hello. I hope you guys liked that song.
Oh, yeah. It's very likable.
Good.
Thanks for sharing that, Anna. And that is one of the tracks off of your new CD?
Yep.
All right.
That's
good.
Track number three.
And you can get Anna's music at all the media outlets. That's A-N-N-A, Anna, J-A-E, Anna J Music. And do you, how do people get a hold of you, like if they want to hire you for a gig?
So I use Instagram and Facebook a lot. It's Anna J Music. My Instagram is AnnaJ3. That's my username. But I also have an email. It is AnnaJMusic19@gmail.com because 2019 was the birth year of this album. AnnaJMusic19@gmail.com. You can email me there as well.
Awesome. Okay.
Or the Miracle Mile Records website.
Oh, that's right. That is a great place to go as well. You can also see some of the other artists that Miracle Mile represents.
I also have a website, AnnaJ.com.
Okay, that's one I can remember.
Yep. So there's a few ways to get a hold of me. I'd love to play at any venue, so get in touch if you want to hear a gig.
All right, great. Yeah, and I hope that happens real soon for you. Well, I know you got probably a summer full of gigs here, huh?
Yeah, I'm at Bleachers and Kelly's soon.
Yeah.
And Red Line last weekend, so I'm just hitting Hilltop Drive.
Yeah, so you that was your album release party was just this past Sunday, right?
Yeah, it was so amazing and fun. Thanks to everyone who came. I felt so happy.
All right, yeah, that's good.
The audience is really involved, which I always love that.
We do have great supporters of local music here in Shasta County, and it's great to be up here in this area with such great music. We're just like a music mecca that I just don't know why we haven't got more discovered here, but that's okay. We certainly enjoy the music up here, and I'm so grateful for you and Dave for coming up into the round. We're in the Reading studio today. And Anna, how did you get started in music? Was that something you did from a young age? Did you have like music in your home, or is this just something you...
Well, my grandma actually, when I was really little, she played piano. So she brought me over some books and would teach me sometimes. But it never really stuck. And then at school, I always wanted to do music, but I was never the one picked for solos or anything. And so I was like, I just will learn piano. And so I took a piece of music from my music teacher's room. It was a Prince of Egypt song. And I learned the whole thing on the piano, like the composed.
Oh, wow. That's
sheet
pretty
music.
Impressive. That piano, that's not an easy instrument to
My
use.
Parents would get annoyed at the practicing. It's very loud. But I did that, and then just like that. But I never really felt talented enough to pursue it. But then I was in Scotland working in a little hotel bar restaurant, and they had an open mic, and there was no one that showed up. So they were like telling the staff to all play something, and I played something on the guitar, and it wasn't really good. And they were like, okay, that's enough. And then I just kind of got that addiction for it. I was like, no, I'm going to learn a song. And so I started building up a couple songs and going to open mics and performing, and just being in Scotland, I was away from everyone here. So it was like a fresh place where I could do it without so much judgment and stuff. And so I just kept playing. And then the person who sold me my first guitar, Adam Donaldson, he was kind of my music mentor. He got me my first gig and kind of really helped guide me through getting gigs and learning more and teaching me and pushing me forward. And so by the time I got here, it was less than a year that this opportunity happened. And so I'm so thankful for it. But now that I'm doing it, I realize this is what I always have wanted to do. It's what I should do. It's what I do the best. And it's a constant thing in my mind. Everything I look at, I'm writing song lyrics or thinking about chord progressions. Or I love being obsessed with it.
Well, you know, that's very inspirational that even though it... you didn't seem to think things were going good at an early age. You stuck with it. And look where you're at now. Your first CD is out on the market.
Yeah. Awesome. It's still hard to believe.
I bet it's kind of like one of them very big milestones in your young life. And I'm glad that you're able to share it with our listeners.
Oh, yeah. This is my all-time most meaningful accomplishment I've ever had.
All right. Well, you're
still
more
than
young.
My graduation, more than anything. This is number one.
All right. Great. Well, you haven't had any kids yet, have you?
No.
Okay. Then there's
something. This album's my child.
That's right. I like that. That's great. Well, you guys want to do another live one?
Sure. Yes. So awesome. This is actually track number four. So that was track three, and now we're on number four. This one I actually wrote when I was in Scotland. One of my best friends ever, her name is also Hannah, and her boyfriend's name is David. And then we're planning to go over there, so we're going, there's going to be a lot of Hannah and David, so we all hang out.
That's funny. Yeah.
And so I was going through a breakup back when I was living in Scotland, and I was saying, I just want to get on the train and go see him. And she was my neighbor, so I ran to her house and was crying, whatever. And I was saying, I just wish he'd tell me to get on the train. And she's like, you should write a song about that. Because she was always coming to my open mics and stuff and supporting me back when I could hardly play anything. And so I wrote the song. I didn't think it was that good, but then I just played it in the studio, and Jonathan said it's his favorite, and he actually plays harmonica on the recorded version.
All right. Yeah.
So listen to the recorded version if you get the chance to hear his harmonica solo. It's beautiful. It emotes the meaning so well.
All right.
It's
just
the perfect solo for the song. And so I called the song Train because I didn't have a car in Scotland. One, they drive on the opposite side of the road. And two, it's all stick shift. So I'm like, I'll stick to trains and buses. So this song is called Train. I wrote it while living over there. And the studio really just helped bring out all the magic in this song, too. So here is Train. And catch the live recording version with Jonathan's solo on it. It's good. Things aren't okay. These last few months have been insane. I know I told you to go away, but when you left, I wish you'd stay. Would you tell me to get on that train? Tell me things will go back to the same or stay. Make me hurt, but make me feel. Yes, I know I had my doubts before, but now I've never wanted you more. I'm at the station. You go, but I wish you'd fight for me once more. Yes, I'll admit I get scared to be alone, but day by day I'll learn to be on my own. So tell me to get on that train. Tell me things will go back to the same or stay. Make me hurt, but make me feel. Oh, yes, I know I had my doubts before, but now I've never wanted you more. I'm at the station, and I need to see you. It hurts me, dear, that you're
Lovely. That was a lovely song, Anna. And so, did you learn to sing? Did you take any singing lessons, or is this just Anna's voice that come out naturally, and you've just discovered it and built on it?
Yeah, I never really thought my voice was that good.
Oh, well, there you go, thinking again, huh?
So
you gotta give yourself more credit, girl.
I think that's the comfort thing, is like, I don't really think of myself as having this amazing voice.
Yeah.
So it was kind of funny to be hearing it all the time all of a sudden.
All right. Well, I'm glad that
I do vocal warm-ups now before gigs, which has helped, actually.
Yeah.
Vocal warm-ups help a lot. And really just, I think my best performances are when I'm really thinking about the emotion that I had when I wrote the song.
Mm.
Like that song, Train, I wasn't even sad about the person anymore, but just I totally went back to the feeling I had when I wrote it, where I was like just on the floor crying.
Well, I think that really, yeah.
And then I put that back into my heart when I was recording it, and I was crying a lot that week when we did the song too.
Well, I think that your emotions, it comes out in the song. Yeah, when you're, yeah. You can tell.
So
you can tell you're singing the emotion. Yeah, that's great.
And that's what I use singing for. It's like my favorite way to express how I feel. So just the more I go into that, I try, it was really hard to do the vocals on the album, and I was talking to Bruce about it, just kind of saying I felt weird, and he's like, the delicacies and vulnerabilities in your voice is better than having every note perfect in this perfect tone. It's like Stevie Nicks, she's not always on key, but it's that rawness that she never lets go away from her.
Yeah, well, hey. That's pretty good to be compared, Stevie Nicks. Yeah, that's
right. I love Stevie Nicks, and yeah, I get that a lot. So thank you, anyone who says that to me, because it's like my favorite compliment ever.
All right, well, there you go. You know what to say to Anna next time you see her and hear her. Awesome. Does Dave do any singing?
Well, so we have been writing some other songs together, and he has a really amazing mind when it comes to music. We both can hear music when it's quiet in the room. And like Safe Place, one of my songs that we'll play later, I actually researched to see if it was already a song, because it was stuck in my head like a radio song. And so there's a few songs that we've been writing, and he's hearing backup vocals, and I'm hearing them too. And we have some recordings of him singing them, but it's about getting him on stage and doing it, which is... So I have him do vocal warm-ups with me just to get the comfort. And you will be hearing his voice in our future projects, because he has a really nice voice. It's very low baritone, which kind of matches mine, because I have a little bit of a lower register compared to most women. So he does sing. He's just very private about it, but you'll be hearing in the future.
Okay, well, yeah, I'm a shower singer too, Dave. We'll get you up on stage eventually, huh?
Yeah.
Awesome.
He's got that nice, like, low raspy sound in his voice that... compliments mine really well. So in some of the songs that we've written with the backup vocals, it sounds really great. It's just confidence.
Yeah. Okay, well, we look forward to that, Dave.
Yep.
Me too.
Yeah, you too, huh? Yeah. All right, well, good.
But he plays piano, guitar, bass. He can play anything musical.
Oh, wow. Well, it sounds like he's you're into a great person to to hook up with, and I mean that in a musical term. Also... Okay, well, hey, if you just tuned in, you're listening to Locomotion with Shane on KKRN Community Radio. We are a all-volunteer, grassroots, listener-supported radio station. We're here because of your direct involvement in this little venture radio station. And if you haven't taken the opportunity to become part of KKRN's family, you can do so anytime by going to kkrn.org. You click on that donate tab. It'll take you to a safe, secure site. You give when you want to give and how much you want to give. And I want to remind you that no amount's too small or too large.
So, I want one of those shirts.
Yeah.
We got good shirts, too.
We do have T-shirts and hats you can get. And, that reminds me that the 17th, which is tomorrow, is going to be a yard sale. KKRN is having a little benefit yard sale. It's going to take place at the Hill Country Community Center up in Round Mountain, beautiful downtown Round Mountain on 299E. And I think it's taking place from like 7 a.m. to probably 5 p.m. or, if the crowd's still there, they'll keep it open and going. So you want to stop by there if you're in the area and come by and support KKRN Community Radio at the yard sale. And want to thank you ahead of time for doing that. And that's what we do. We get money from our listeners and we have musical events like the Spring Music Showcase that Anna and Dave helped perform at with a couple other musicians. And we're going to be having some events coming up a little later in the year. We'll let you know about that when that time comes around. But right now, it's the Anna J Hour. So we're going to get back to some Anna J music. Here, Anna, what do you got?
So this we're going to play another song from the album, of one of the records. This song has really awesome composition in it. Bruce put a key change, a minor key change in the solo for Dave's guitar solo, and it just sounds really awesome. So that's why we kind of want to do it on the recording. Another thing that I love is in the chorus, I say sweet goodbye, and it's kind of silent, and then you hear all the sounds come rumbling in behind it, and it sounds like a waterfall. And the best way I could describe Bruce's producing, recording, mixing, and mastering, the best thing that I've noticed is it sounds like nature. You hear things that you're like, that's like a waterfall, that's like a river running, that's like a, there's so much just natural beauty in it. So this song really showcases it well in the chorus. So it's called Sweet Goodbye. It's about being happy to say goodbye to someone.
Oh yeah, okay.
Yeah, so it's a fun little tune. I hope you guys enjoy it. Here is Sweet Goodbye. When things weren't so alarming, I didn't see what I didn't want to see, but I'm not blind. Now it's time to set you free. And I was looking for reasons not to leave you.
listen. But I forgive you, your points have been proved so good already. Sweet goodbyes, now I don't cry. Sweet goodbyes, you can break a heart, but it won't be mine. Maybe you're a bad boy, 'cause you're a sad boy, but only you can make you happy, so bye-bye. Oh, we ran our course, we closed our doors, so sweet goodbye.
Okay, we're back in the KKRN studios, or we're still in the KKRN studios, actually, with Anna Jay and Dave Harris. And that was a tune you just heard off of Anna's newly released CD.
Sweet Goodbye.
What was that, huh?
Sweet Goodbye.
Sweet Goodbye was the name of the song, and the CD is called It Hurt, But I'm Glad I...
Felt It.
Felt It.
It hurt, but I'm glad I felt it.
Yeah, so it seems like your songs have a theme to them. It's all pretty much... love related?
Yeah, most of them. Humanity is my earth song, and yeah, pretty much most of them are about relationships.
Yeah, well, that's fine, because I think that's something that touches every soul out there.
Yep.
You ever notice how when your relationship's going bad, all the sad songs are about on the radio or about
for,
written for you and directed at you, and it's the same way when love is going good, man. Oh, that song's for me and my lover. Yeah.
Yep, totally. Right,
yeah, that's great, Dana.
And for that Sweet Goodbye song, if you were wondering why the bass sounds so amazing, that's Bruce Turgeon on the bass. He actually played bass on all my songs, so I'm so thankful for that, because his bass lines are incredible.
Yeah, Bruce's been banging away on that bass for a while. And, it's great that he throws himself in the mix, too. Besides just his expertise in the mixing and mastering, but his talents are well worthy. And I guess he works with a lot of the musicians. That's really great.
And Dave's solo in there was, I really love that solo too.
Yeah, that was really good.
It was
good
fun here to record.
Well, heck, we're getting, time's just getting eaten up here. We're having a great time in the studio, and it's just
goes
amazing.
So fast.
It does. It goes a little bit too fast. And, let's just get right into another song. What do you say?
So this, I'm going to play Crazy, which was my first single that I released. And the music video is released just freshly this week. So if you go onto YouTube and look up Anna Jay, Jay is J-A-E. There is a music video for my song Broken. And then now there's the fresh one for Crazy. And so I'm going to do it acoustically for you. And this has another great solo from Dave on it. So this is Crazy. And watch the video. It's kind of a funny video. It's about me being a little psycho.
Okay. Right?
It's pretty funny. I think everyone who watches it will have a little giggle.
Yeah, well, good. Psycho funny is better than psycho scary, huh?
Oh, it's psycho funny.
Okay,
yeah.
Good. What'd you get with that?
Don't worry.
All right, well, here's Anna and Dave.
Yes, here's Crazy. We meet and I'm cool, I'm so laid back, so loose. But then feelings come creeping in, I feel crazy about to begin. You say I'm not the girl you met, but don't give up on me yet, 'cause baby I'm being crazy 'cause I love you. Don't you know, don't you know? It makes me crazy when I love you. Don't you know I'm trying to fight it, but I only get crazy when I love you. You say you've had enough, and I'm sorry I was there's too much communications getting rough, and our love is not strong enough. I see you start to say goodbye. Would you give me one more try? 'Cause baby, I'm being crazy, 'cause I love you. Don't you know? Don't you know? I'm being crazy, 'cause I love you. Don't you know? I'm trying to fight it, but I only get crazy 'cause I love you. Sorry that I get this way, but I get scared that you won't stay. It's just a game I have to play. Oh, but it pushes you away. And baby, I'm being crazy 'cause I love you. Oh, but don't give up on me yet, 'cause baby, I'm being crazy 'cause I love you. Don't you know? Don't you know? I get so crazy 'cause I love you. Don't you know? I'm trying to fight it, but I only get crazy 'cause I love you. I love you.
Oh yeah, that's nice guitar work there, Dave. Oh, and Anna, yeah, you know what? I like that song. I think that it sounds familiar. That must have been the first song I heard you sing off your CD. That one sticks to my head, and
that was my first single, so it must have been
Must have been the reason why. Yeah,
and it's the first song on the CD.
Well, then there it is, the title track off of the Anna's new CD, and you can get it off of any of the major outlets.
Yep.
And, Anna.
And check out the music video.
Which is on YouTube.
There's one for Broken and Crazy. Eric Everson did the videos. He's so talented. And so...
That's a local guy here?
Yeah, only 16 years old.
Oh, gosh, isn't that something?
Got a huge skill set, so I'm really appreciative of him, too, for being part of the team.
Well, thanks for mentioning him. That's great. That's really good to get the youth in it. Of course, who knows that video stuff better, huh?
Yeah, it's crazy.
That's great. Well, if you just happen to be tuning in, I'm sorry that you didn't tune in earlier. Because we're in the studio with Anna Jay and David Harris and getting to enjoy some of their talents. And we're so very grateful they're in the studio supporting KKRN Community Radio. And we've only got about 10 more minutes left. I can't hardly believe how fast it's gone, Anna. It's been great watching you two perform.
That was so quick.
Yeah, well, we got time for enough for a couple more songs, so we just better get right with the program here.
Let's do one more acoustic one here in the studio because it's one of our newer songs we wrote, so we just kind of want to share with all of you guys out there a little secret song that you can't find anywhere.
Okay.
Unlike the album.
Okay, a Locomotion exclusive.
Yes, right, and we played this at the release, and it just went over really well, and it's just a fun song that... we've written a bunch, but this one just sticks out to us. It's kind of anti-racism.
Oh, well, good. How appropriate.
It's the chorus says, I get scared of this place. I love the color of every race. This world has got some peace to make. So it's kind of just about how this world should be a little more peaceful.
Is this song something that's come about because of the current situation in that we're dealing with now?
I
with
think
racism,
just living or? In this time has probably inspired it to
correct,
me. But
yeah,
we
yeah.
wrote it just driving in the car.
Yeah, well, we know racism just didn't come overnight.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
At least now it's being addressed. And
oh, yeah.
Yeah.
So this one's called Wonder. Don't worry, we still have another song we'll play from the record, from the album. But we just want to share this little song with you guys.
All right, well, great. Thanks for doing so.
And this Dave composed this acoustic. Dave's on the acoustic guitar now. And this composition is beautiful.
So. Yeah, the funny noises you hear is Dave adjusting the microphone and stuff. So, yeah. That's like, all right, whenever you guys are ready.
Awesome, thank you.
Is it okay to wonder? I'm wondering what it's all about. Why does nobody have it figured out? I get scared of this place. I love the color of every race. This world has got some peace to make. Oh yeah, we got some peace to make. I try to see the good, but I get misunderstood. This world could be a better place. Oh yeah, we got some peace to make. Is it okay to question? I'm questioning what is going on. Oh, where do I belong? I get scared in this place. I love the color of every face. This world has got some peace to make. Oh yeah, we got some peace to make. And I try to see the good, but I get misunderstood. This world could be a better place. Oh yeah, we got some peace to make. Don't fear the end. Ride through the turns and bends. 'Cause you're a beautiful expression. Flowers are different, just as should be the kids. Letting things go helps free your soul from the body it's caged in. Oh, I get scared in this place. I love the color of every race. This world has got some peace to make. And I try to see the good, but I get misunderstood. This world could be a better place. Oh yeah, we got some peace to make. We got some peace to make. We got some peace to make. I get scared in this place. I love the color of every race. This world has got some peace to make. Oh yeah, we got some peace to make. And I try to see the good, but I get misunderstood. This world could be a better place. Oh yeah, we got some peace to make.
Oh, that is so nice. Yeah, that one gave me chills.
Oh, thank
yeah,
you.
Yeah, I really felt emotion in that. And the lyrics are just dead on for
thank
what's
you.
Happening out there. Yeah, we do have some peace to make. And yeah, and that's the song you wrote, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, she wrote it. Yeah,
yeah, that is really good.
Well, David's, he can compose anything. And writing lyrics and melody is not a problem for me at all. I could do that all day, 24/7. It's like just, I love it. Ever since I was little, Betty and the Jets was the first song that I just like sat there at 5 years old dissecting the lyrics and genius.
That's great.
And so I can do lyrics and melody all day, and that was actually my roadblock to writing songs is doing the composition. So when Dave and I started writing together, we actually have quite a few songs that are not about relationships. They're very like positive and stuff about healthcare and racism and people with ADHD and mental health awareness and happy love songs. And so keep watching us and talk to us if you want to hear, because we do have more stuff we're going to be sharing with you guys.
Oh, all right.
We're
looking forward to that. Yeah. So you got enough lined up to do another recording, huh?
Oh, yeah.
Awesome.
And I would like to say one thing that I almost forgot.
You can say it.
Yes,
that's okay.
The album is dedicated to one of my friends who passed away.
Oh,
I just can't say it yet without crying.
That's okay.
And it just popped in my head because his birthday is September 4th, so we're probably going to be releasing a song I wrote about him.
Oh, yeah.
I met Dave the day after he died. So it was Cody Beaumont. Most people will know him. He was like the track star of Shasta College and Simpson, and came here with his parents from Australia, who are pastors for Bethel. And he was my little brother's best friend. They were like Chandler and Joey. And so he was, most nights after the studio, Cody would be over. And he watched me write this whole album.
Yeah.
And, so the album says his name, dedicated, blah, blah, blah. So September 24th, we might be having a song released for that, too. Sorry for getting so emotional.
Oh, no, that's real.
But it's the album is dedicated to him, so I don't want to forget saying that.
Oh, well, thanks for sharing that. That's a great storyline, too. And I'm sure his folks appreciate you mentioning that as well as we do, too. That gives the release and the recording just a little extra special meaning to it. And,
yeah.
That's really great.
It's helped me cope with the loss, because it was probably my biggest loss, because my grandma was, who ironically taught me piano. So it's scary how much loss is going on with my music. But he was only 21. So that's a totally different type of loss, because
it's
so unexpected, you know.
Yeah.
So drive carefully, people. Please drive safe.
Yeah, that's a good reminder. School's starting up around here, so the big yellow buses are going to be running again. So you
watch,
be careful
for
out there.
Watch for kids in the road.
Hey, we got time for one more. You want to belt one more out?
I was going to play "Safe Place."
Yeah.
This is a really cool song on the album. I wrote it. This is the one I told you kind of came in my head. I didn't even know if it was my own. It was just so solid. I wrote it in like giving advice to my future daughter.
Oh,
because I was calling my mom all full of anxiety from a guy who was stressing me out. And I thought, how sad is it that my mom's having to look at her little girl be stressed over a stupid guy?
Yeah.
And then I thought, what if I had a daughter? It took it even deeper. And so I wrote this song. It's called "Safe Place." I have a little tattoo saying "Better be your safe place" to remind myself to always be in relationships where I feel safe, or any situation where I feel safe. And so this song is kind of that advice type. He better be your safe place.
Yeah, good advice for any young lady.
Yeah, and then my sister, who's 17, so can you send it to me? I love that song. And I was like, that's why I did the album.
All right.
At least my sister, who's 17, when she's getting into a relationship, she can have that little song stuck in her head. He better be my safe place.
Oh, that is awesome. Yeah.
So I want to play "Safe Place" for you guys.
Oh, thanks so much. Yeah.
So here is "Safe Place."
And this is on your CD?
Yes.
All right.
This is the recording. Bruce is on bass. And then there's just so many sounds in it.
All right, great. Here we go.
So here's "Safe Place." I hope you like it.
Always wondering when you'll find the one. And flings always start out feeling fine, but don't just settle for someone. Know when to stay and when to run. Like if obsessions begin, fights don't seem to end, but lonely seems like a sin. And before you get hurt or dig up more dirt, would you listen to this? He better be your safe place. Forgive your mistakes, make you smile even when he's not around. Always needs to treat you good. Shouldn't ever be rude. Don't you let him bring you down. You better feel it in your gut. Should be someone you trust. Well, he come running if you need him around. He better be your safe place. Oh, oh. Obsessions begin, fights don't seem to end, but lonely seems like a sin. And before you get hurt or dig up more dirt, just listen to this. He better be your safe place, forgive your mistakes, make you smile even when he's not around. He always needs to treat you good, shouldn't ever be rude. Don't you let him bring you down. You better feel it in your gut, should be someone you trust. Well, he come running, you need him around. He better be your safe place. Oh, 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 oh. He needs to be a safe place. Patient love is kind, but sometimes feelings make us blind. Oh, love is patient, love is kind, and always keep this on your mind. That he should be your safe place, forgive your mistakes, make you smile even when he's not around. Always needs to treat you good, shouldn't ever be.
Okay, well, that's it for this hour. I want to thank Anna and Anna Jay and David Harris for coming in, and make sure you look for Anna's new CD.
Thank you. Thank you for letting me get emotional and share all this with you guys. It's been so fun. Oh, it's been so fast.
Anybody want to say goodbye to?
Goodbye to my mom and dad.
Oh, there you go.
Because they made it totally possible for me to do all of this. And thank you to Bruce and Jonathan for walking me through the journey so gracefully and teaching me so much in such a short amount of time. And thanks for David Harris for playing guitar for me.
Yeah, you do good together.
And thank you, Shane, for having us in.
Oh, thanks for coming in. Yeah, awesome. Dave, thanks for coming in, brother.
Yeah, hey, thank you for having me.
All right, then. Appreciate it. Stay tuned for Geezer Rock. Gonna break into Geezer Rock because I went a little over on this, but I know it was well worth it. So after Geezer Rock, we have Juke in the Back and then the Grateful Dead Hour. Then we go into our news program. And don't forget to tune in to the Zapped Hour with one of our local broadcasters, Andy Dadman, tonight at 9 o'clock.
Nice.
All right. Well, we'll be back next week bringing more local music on KKRN Community Radio.